Park. But the feature meeting of Victoria today is at Donald. Soft 5 is the track rating for Cup Day. And Trav Noonan's online. Trav, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. Yeah, it's a really good card for the Cup. Wunga's going for back-to-back wins in the Donald Cup today as well.
Yeah, he looks pretty hard to beat, Trav. Have you found him in your numbers?
Yeah, I have. I've got him as one of the better bets on the day, but we'll get to that shortly.
First event on the program is a 2,000-metre maiden. Scratchings here are 3, 7, 11 and 15. Bring the Stars is the TAB fixed odds favourite at $1.95. Telerone at $2.60. $9 Royal Rift. Battle Tears 15. 19 for Shikani. 26 to it in purple. 6 degrees at $26 also. Fixed odds punters have this down to a race in 2, Trav. Who are we tipping in the first?
Yeah, happy to be with Tullerone, this son of Lucas Cranach. Looks really well placed getting out to 2,000 metres. His last performance at Swan Hill, he sort of sat back and really got to the line well, and I think the step up now in trip is very suitable. Got him clearly on top of the 6 to beat the 14 Royal Rift. I thought it was a good run last time at Ballarat. Didn't get a lot of luck at sort of a key stage coming around the home turn and then got halted for a momentum a couple times in the straight. Up to 2,000 metres looks suitable, and she can run well. 8, Bring the Stars, has been knocking on the door all campaign. He's run second his last two, certainly goes in the numbers. And 1, Battle Tears, next best. 6, 14, 8 and 1 in the first.
6, 14, 8 and 1 from Trav. I'm to go with the favourite, Bring the Stars. I thought he was solid on speed at Maui over the 1,600 metres. Got into a tricky spot in a leader-dominated race at Hamilton the run prior, expecting to be up close to the speed out to the 2,000 metres. Yindel on board. Looks a good mix for Robbie Griffiths and the Mac de Cox stable to continue on their winning way after King Magnus won yesterday. Tullerone in for second. Fitter for the couple of runs back now and stepping out to 2,000 metres. Battle Tears was an improved effort at Ararat last Sunday on Cup Days on the quick back up for Con Kelly, and then number 14 Royal Rift, 86114 for me in race number 1. Takes us on to the second event on the program. Race number 2 on Cup Day is a 3-year-old maiden plate over the 1350 metres. 10 is the Scratching. Telegraph, the $2.80 favourite. The Cassini, $4.20. $5.50 Grey at the Ready. Little Vista at $8. 11 for Rhythmic Dragon. Flying at Feedy, $11.13 for Persian Salute.
Yeah, happy to be with Telegraph here. I know he went down last start at $1.28 at Bairnsdale, but that race rated really well. It was sort of 5 lengths above the class average for maiden grade at Bairnsdale. I think the winner there that sort of rolled him is quite smart, Burton Street. He gets the blinkers on and Patrick Maloney, and Maloney's really become the go-to man for Price and Kent in the bush. They've got a really powerful profit on turnover at the moment, and happy to be with him here, the 5 Telegraph on top. From 6, the Cassini, who was very good last start at a Chukaron debut, did his best work sort of the final 200. Looks like the step up to 1350 will really suit this galloper. Then 9, Great at the Ready, who was also very strong late at Traralgon last start. Step up in trip looks suitable for that galloper. And 1, Blend, didn't get a lot of luck on debut. Luke Curry going on could be the big improver. 5, 6, 9, 1 for me in the second.
5, 6, 9, 1 from Trav. I'm with the Cassini here, number 6. I thought it was a good chase at a Chuka on debut after a less than good getaway. Wandered out of the gates there, got a long way back, but did make some really solid ground once he found some clear air. I think he can be hard to beat here. Telegraph in for second. I thought he was just okay there at Bairnsdale. Winner had his measure. Step up in trip might be advantageous for him. And the low draw at 3 goes in for third. Little Vista was solid at Swan Hill over 1,300, and Blend comes through the same race as the Cassini with a cold right out the back there from a wide draw. Has a similar sort of draw today, but a smaller field, so won't have to get as far back. Did some nice work at the back end of that race. Can be a sharp improver. 6-5-3-1 in race number 2. Race number 3 is a 4-year-old and up maiden. We state the 1,350-metre starting point. Scratchings from this race are 5, 7, 15, 16 and 17. Magic City is the TAB fixed odds favourite at 2.25. James the Great, $4.40. Huns Angel at $4.80. Descent at 10. 12 for the Magic Never Ends. Big Option, $13 and $19. Jawing Ruler.
Yeah, with 3, James the Great here, who was a good run last start at Kilmore behind Kiss Me If You Can. That horse has come out and won subsequently since at Bendigo. He'll put himself up on top of the speed, and Fred Kersley in the saddle, I think, big positive here at Donald on Sunday. I think he's a good chance, three, James the Great, to beat the one big option who made a bit of an impression at Benalla. He's a big son of Keep the Faith. His best work was sort of the last 200 metres there, and the step up to 1350 looks ideal for his second run at the races. Six Magic City's knocking on the door. Was good last time at Kyneton. Step up to 1350, little query, but is racing in really good form. And 9 El Fiore was good last start. 3-1-6-9.
3-1-6-9 from Trav. And the third event on the program, I thought Magic City was one of the better bets of the day. He's probably had his chance in his last two, but gets out to a little bit longer trip. I think he'll get a nice camp on the back of James the Great, be not too far from the leaders and be strong through the line. 6 Magic City to beat, 3 James the Great back in trip's going to be advantageous for him, you would think, just to run it out a little bit stronger coming back from the 1460. 10 Descent goes in for third, has a poor draw, was racing well before being freshened up and coming back in trip, can more than be competitive here. And then El Fiore, who's third up from a break now, 6, 3, 10, and 9 in race number three. On to race number four. It's a benchmark 70. 1,350 is the trip here. This race knocked around by scratchings 3, 5, and 8 come out here, leaving Night Passage a clear favourite at $1.80 with Tab Fixed Odds. Kent Street $4.80. Mr Picklewick $6.50. Arriva Diva $7. Play on Words $9.50. This Skill Cat $13.26 for Namadu Traff.
Yeah, just have to back in the McAvoy stable here with Night Passage. He went around a $2.80 favourite in that $100,000 heat of the Country Series at Horsham and pulled up with sort of cuts to the nose and also his mouth. So you just think, you know, just a pure forgive run last start. He's run the start prior. He won by nearly 7 lengths at Ballarat and absolutely toyed with his opposition. And subsequently after that, he jumped out very well at Matoa. So happy to back in Luke Curry and also the McAvoy stable to get Night Passage right here. And I think she gets back in the winner's stall. To beat 4, Arriva Diva, who's racing in really good form. Last start, probably things didn't go away, but the start prior to Chuka, I thought she was really good betting Last Hope. Gets back to that sort of level. She's the danger. Then 9, Play on Words. Well, I didn't think had all things go his way last time when he got a, went forward at Ballarat and sort of caught deep early. His wins to the two starts prior with big margins at Tatura and Donald would put him in the game, and 6 Kent Street perhaps next best. 7 to beat 4, 9, and 6.
7, 4, 9, 6 from Trav. I'm with 7 Night Passage as well. Happy to put a pin through her run last time there at Horsham. Trav's outlined the issues she had. She was a bit fractious in the gate, so maybe she just wasn't on her game that day, and she did get caught up in a bit of hustle-bustle in the early part of that race at Horsham. Don't see her getting that hustle-bustle as much here today, and I think she can get up close to the speed if she can find the form that she had at Ballarat over 1,400 two starts ago, beating Suppression, who's gone to Sydney and won in town. I think she's going to take a power of beating here. 6 Kent Street in for second, comes through a run on Bendigo Cup Day where he didn't have the clearest passage back down towards the inside. 2 goes in for third. This Skill Cat, one of the roughies of the field from the David O'Prey stable, was just fair first up in the Duchess of Dorset race there at Bendigo, but does have a good second up record. And then number 4, Arriva Diva. 7-6-2-4 in race number 4. Race number 5 on the program is a benchmark 64 over 2,000 metres. Scratchings here from the 5th. The runners 4, 5, 10 and 12. Donatrice is the favourite here at $2.50. Fireball 4, $4.20 Resurge. American in Paris 12 with Don't Make Me Wait. Chestnut Thunder 13. Southfield at 16 and $18. Kinsey River. How do we see them in the first leg of the quaddie, Trav?
Yeah, I'm taking on the favourite here, Donatrice, with Resurge. I think he's knocking on the door this campaign, and I really think the senior rider is going to really help him, Luke Curry, getting on board from sort of apprentices who have been riding him of late. He didn't have all the best luck there last time at Warrnambool from Barrier 2. He sort of was held up coming around the home turn. Don't think he's a horse who's got really a sharp turn of foot. He needs to be building his momentum. And I think drawing outside today with the senior jockey back to 2,000 metres, I think he's a really good chance of knocking off the favourite, the 7, Donatrice, who was very good last start behind the Ararat Cup winner, Tibetan at Echuca. It's had sort of the gap between runs. Step up to 2,000 looks ideal. certainly the main danger. I think they clear out from third top pick, which I'm going with the Witchy Proof Cup winner, Don't Make Me Wait, in for third. He was okay last week in the Ararat Cup, but this is a big step back from that. And then the 11, Fireball, who was very good winning at Mortlake last time, 2-7, 3-11.
2-7, 3-11 from Trav in the first leg of the quarter. I'm going with number 11, Fireball. Makes a pretty big rise in grade off the Mortlake win. Was good at Hamilton in the run prior, but that win at Mortlake was very, very impressive. Yendall had a day out that day. He maintains the ride. He drops in weight. Nice camp behind the speed, staying at 2,000 metres. If she can replicate something like the Mortlake run, she's going to take a lot of beating. Donatrice goes in for second, looks ready for 2,000 metres at her third run for the preparation. Two Resurge, another one that's third up, 16-17, now 2,000 metres, had form in Town Under Lights at Moonee Valley in similar races over this trip going back earlier on in the year. And then out to number six for fourth, Chestnut Thunder. Comes up in grey but hasn't carried this sort of weight for some time. 11, 7, 2 and 6 in race number 5. Race number 6 is a feature event on the program. It is the Bet365 Donald Cup over 1,620 metres. 5 and 10 come out. Dean Yendall goes on to number 8. The Regiment Alana Kelly rides Savoy number 9. Vungas is the favourite at $3.60. Looking for back-to-back Donald Cups, 420 Petruccio, Black Sail, $5.50. $6 the Regiment, 7 Rainbow Thief, Portland Jimmy 10, Savoy at $16.
Yeah, I think he's pretty hard to beat here. Vungas, of course, won the race last year, and he's got an unbelievable record at 1,600 metres. Four of his six wins have come at the mile, and he's also got 3 seconds and a third at the mile. Last start, he was very good at Bendigo, first up in the $100,000 Heat of the Country series behind Laffalong and Cafe Tortoni, where he carried the 60 kilos and was only beaten a length and a half. His record second up, even though he hasn't won, he's never missed a place second up. And I think he controls the race here for Zach Spain and takes a power of beating the 3 Vungas. 2 Black Sail, I think, is the big improver with the blinkers going on and perhaps being ridden more forward. He's a bit of a Country Cup specialist as well and can get sort of back on the board here, I think. 6 Petruccio was good late at Geelong last start when getting up along the inside. He replicates that sort of form. He's going to be right in the game. And then 7 Rainbow Thief, who was disappointing last start, but the run prior was competitive for this level. 3-2-6-7 in the cup.
3-2-6-7 from Trav there. I agree with Vungas. Last year's winner can make it back-to-back. Was a really good return with a big weight at Bendigo. He gets down to 55.5. Here's Zach Spain. He'll have him up on the speed. And Trav's touched on his second-up record. He's been to the races second-up 6 times. He's run second on 5 of those occasions with 1/3. I think he can put a 1 in that column today. 6 goes in for second. Petruccio has had time between runs. We haven't seen him since Geelong Cup Day. His run was solid there. He gets a nice drop in the weight. 2 Black Sail, he's going to appreciate that it stayed in that soft 5 range. The wetter it gets, the less effective he becomes, but third up, he shouldn't be too far away. And then maybe Portland Jimmy did get out over a trip last time out, but has a good fresh record, 3-6-2-4 in the Donald Cup. Race number 7 is a benchmark 64 over 1,620 metres. Scratchings here are 6, 13, 16 and 17. Boom Boom Sweet is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite here at 370. Who's the Boss? 5, 5.50. Who's your Pappy? Arms Giver at 6.50, 9.50. Oak Bridge, A Vanilla at 10, 13. The Enzo Sierra Zulu at $18.
Yeah, with a bit of a roughie here in Fiji. I thought this horse's first up run at Warrnambool was very good, over 1,300 metres in a benchmark 64 and a strong one at that behind In the Boat and Casio. He was back last there and was making really good ground in the straight, sort of closed off in some of the quicker sections of the meeting. And I think the step up now to the mile, second up, he's an import who had reasonable form before he came out here. I think this may be the preparation he puts it all together, and at each way price, happy to have him on top, the 2 Fiji. From the 5 Boom Boom Sweet, he's got a good record at this track, 2 starts here for a win and a second, comes off a dominant win at Geelong back on Stakes Day, and if he holds that form, he's going to be ultra competitive. Three, Who's Your Pappy? Disappointing last start at Benalla, but perhaps can just forgive that going to 2,000 metres. The win prior at Swan Hill was very good. If he gets back to that form, he's going to be competitive. And seven, Hughes the Boss, is racing in really good form and is a winner here. 2-5-3-7 in the seven.
2-5-3-7 from Trav. I'm going to go with number nine here, Arms Giver, third up from a break, although that being he hasn't been seen since the 10th of October. He's had the tie between runs. If the ground can stay in that soft range, I think that's going to be a little bit more effective for him. He was okay at Coleraine first up. Comes through a race where it was really solidly run in the Highland Jack race there at Ballarat on Seymour Cup Day. If the ground stays in that soft range, I think he can be a nice each-way bet, number nine. To beat five, Boom Boom Sweet, gave them a really solid beating there at Geelong last Saturday in 58 grade. Seven, Hughes the Boss, won so well here at Donald Fresh, really went on and gave them a good beating that day and won with plenty in hand. Hasn't really been able to recapture that until last Sunday at Ararat when he had a run in 58 grade. He comes back to 64 grade here. And then 10, Lovano, 9, 5, 7 and 10 in the second last. Final event on the program is a benchmark 64. 1,200 metres is the distance. Scratchings here are 11, 13, 15 and 17. Tab fixed odds favourite is 7, Moral Force, for Neil Farley at $4.60. Ballinger 5, Unanimous 5, $6, Universal Lady, Jabali Ridge 7.50, $10, Brazen Brando, Danny St. Darcy at 12 and $16, San Marino.
Yeah, I think this is the race Unanimous gets back into the winner's stall. He's been racing in really good form this preparation with not a lot of luck at Wangaratta, Bendigo and Geelong. Last start at Geelong, he drew barrier three and it was a bit of a horror watch for those who were on Cup Day. He just didn't see luck when he really needed it. He got out the last sort of bit, charged home and was beaten two lengths there. I think he's a reasonable price at sort of $5.50 and he does have a good record on soft tracks. He's the horse to beat, the 6 Unanimous. 7 Moral Force made a big impression winning his maiden at Pakenham in good time, sort of back on the 1st of April, went to Melbourne and sort of was well beaten, tipped out for a spell. He's jumped out well since. Neil Farley rode him in the jump out, keeps the ride here. I think he's a smart horse. Got them clearly on top of the 2, Ballinger, who was good last start. Dean Yennell riding for the Hayes camp, you have to respect. And 4, Jabali Ridge, is going well and drop back to 64 grade is suitable. 6-7-2-4 in the last.
6-7-2-4 from Trav. Agree with 6 Unanimous. Been a while since he won his only race some 600 odd days ago, but he's run at Geelong there on Cup Day, was really good. Stays in 64 grade, has an okay draw to be back and just off to the outside and come with one strong run at them. 10 goes in for second, Universal Lady. Comes off a run over a hot speed on over 1,000 there at Warrnambool. Duchess of Dorset was the winner of that race. Get in the Boat was also through that one. Just a little concern at the 1,200 for her. 2, Ballinger goes in for third off that win at Bairnsdale. And then Jabali Ridge, number 4, comes back to 64 grade after a run there at Sale where he was never on the track. Run before that was pretty good. 16-2-4 for mine in the last. Trav, your best value, quaddie and play of the day for Donald Cup Day.
Yeah, best for me is race 1, number 6, Tullarone. I think getting up to 2,000 metres, a big tick for the son of Lucas Cranach, who was very strong late at Swan Hill last start. The next best, it's going in the cup. I think Vungas can go back-to-back at the mile. I thought he was very good first up, and he's well-placed here. The value, race 7, number 2, Fiji, a bit of a price. Thought he was really good first up at Warrnambool. The quaddy, race 5, will take 2 and 7. Race 6, 2, 3, 6, 7. Race 7, 2, 3, 5, 7. And race 8, 2, 6, 7.
Thanks very much for your contribution for Donald, Trav. Don't go too far away. We'll be back shortly to chat with you with your thoughts on the Geelong card.
Yeah, no worries.
My best comes up in race 3. I think number 6, Magic City, will be very hard to beat. Value is in race 7, number 9, Arms Giver. For the quaddie, first league 2, 6, 7, 11. Second league 2, 3, 5 and 6. Third leg 5, 7 and 9. Bring it home with 2, 4, 6 and 10. Play of the day, I think we can target the early quaddie there. First leg 6 and 8. Second leg 1, 3, 5 and 6. Second leg 3 and 6. Bring it home with 6 and 7. Matt Cabani's taking 4 horses to Donald today. He's been good enough to join us on the line this morning. Matt, good morning.
Morning.
First of your runners heading to Donald today, Tullerone has had two runs back from a break and steps out to the 2,000 metres, expecting a forward showing from the son of Lucas Cranick this afternoon.
Yeah, I always felt after his last run, well, actually, ever since he started, that when we get him to 2,000, he'd be a winning chance. A little bit disappointed that we've drawn so badly today, because it certainly dents his chances, I think, and or certainly makes it complicated as to how we're going to ride him. I think we'll try and, you know, jump relatively positively without going flat out, try and slot in somewhere, hope that we don't end up three or four wide the trip. And I think if he can sit midfield and they go a decent enough tempo, I think he should be finishing off the strongest.
Flying Feedy steps out in race number two. How's she come through her debut run at Echuca?
Yeah, she's come through it really well. She's been working well. She looks good. It was a bit of a confusing run, that Echuca run. It looked like Fred was going a bit easy on her, so difficult to work out, but he thought that she just didn't have anything left for him. I'm hoping that part of the reason was she was just out sprinted, perhaps, and so we're stepping up a little bit in distance, and I'm hoping that at this trip she can show us a little bit more. But she's a horse that's probably building towards a win rather than being a flat-out dead third today.
James the Great steps out in race number three, comes back a little in trip after being run down there at Kilmore over the 1460 last time out.
Yeah, he's got a lot of ability, I think, this horse. He's just a little bit too anxious at the races. He tries to do a bit too much. We've got the earmuffs on today for the run rather than just pre-race. I'm hoping that keeps him a bit calmer. If it does, I think, and he can settle and get a horse to follow, I think he'll put in a really good performance and a winning performance. But it might just be that he needs a couple more runs and a bit more maturity before he really sort of gets the hang of the caper.
And the last of your runners today, Avalana, steps out in race number seven. Third time this daughter of Dundee goes to the races. She comes through a run at Warrnambool last time out behind Westbrook Park.
Yeah, that was definitely disappointing, that, particularly after her fantastic win first up, where she had to be quite mature and quite tough to get through a tightening gap on the rail. I think it's all just come a bit quick for her, not in terms of her age, but in terms of her race experience. That first race was a bit probably overexciting for her. The second race, she broke too well and went forward in a race where, you know, she's a filly that is going to want 2,400. I've almost no doubts about that. She broke very well and tries to go a bit hard in the early stages and then gets passed by faster horses and gets a bit sort of frightened by the experience and dropped out. So I think that's what happened last time. So I'm hoping today that she can have a good experience, settle in behind a horse. And if she does all that, she might well finish off well enough. But I think before we get her back to winning a winning performance, she's probably going to need a little bit more time and a bit more experience.
Best winning chance of your four going to the races today, Matt?
It's got to be Tullerone, but I'm a bit worried about the gate.
Best of luck today.
Thanks a lot, Brendan.
Matt Kamani there. Thanks for your time, Matt, joining us to preview his runners heading to Donald today. Tullerone, the best of his quartet in the opening event.